This is your Daily Dose, the small segment of this show where I try my very best to pass along some quick, cool content with the hopes of leaving you both inspired and motivated to go out there and chase your dreams. Hey guys, welcome to the Dig Your Dream Podcast, the official podcast show of The Guy in the Tie. I'm your host, Ray Digney, and this is your Daily Dose for Thursday, March 26th, the small segment of the show where I try my very best to pass along some quick, cool content with the hopes of leaving you both inspired and motivated to go out there and chase your dreams. Well, today would have been Major League Baseball's opening day, and boy, do I miss baseball, just like so many of you out there that love America's pastime. So what I did today to just feel the game is I am rocking my 1939 New York Knights away number 9 Roy Hobbs jersey from the movie The Natural. Yep, The Natural is my all-time favorite baseball movie. I know. Some of you guys out there are probably saying, well, what about Field of Dreams or For Love of the Game or Major League or A League of Their Own? I know, those movies are incredible. But for me, The Natural hits home, and let me tell you why. Ever since I've been a little kid, I watched the movie The Natural the night before opening day of all of my seasons. It became a tradition that lasted all the way up until the very last season of my career in 2013. It is my all-time favorite baseball movie, and the character of Roy Hobbs means everything to me. Now, I know it's a fictional story that originated from the book The Natural, which, by the way, has a different ending than the movie, so I recommend you read the book as well. But it's a fictional character, but a character that resonated so much with me for so many reasons. Here he is, Roy Hobbs, this little kid who loves the game of baseball with all his heart and soul, and his dream is to play in the major leagues, but not just to play, to be the greatest of all time. But here's the kicker. Originally, he wanted to be a pitcher. He wanted to be the greatest pitcher of all time. But somewhere along his story, somewhere along his journey, things got off track. He made some mistakes that cost him a significant amount of time. Now, I'm not going to tell you how it ends if you haven't seen the movie. But what I want you guys to understand is Roy Hobbs lives in all of us. None of us are perfect. And my guess is, regardless of your occupation, regardless of what you do for a living, there is still a dream somewhere in your heart of hearts that you wish you could make come true. The great thing about Roy Hobbs is no matter what happened on his journey, no matter how far back he fell, he never gave up to his love of the game of baseball. He never gave up on his dream of getting to the major leagues. And in fact, in the story, he eventually does. But he comes back as a different player, a different position, another life lesson. Sometimes you don't have to give up on your dream if it's not working. You just have to pivot and find a new way to get there. So between pivoting and finding a new way of getting there and never letting go, never giving up, you can get there too. So on this Daily Dose, I wanted to remind you that you and I have a little bit of Roy Hobbs in each of us. And if we have the courage to hold on to our dream, if we have the passion and the commitment to never give up on getting there, you will. It may take a lot longer than you think. There's a part in the movie where Roy Hobbs says to his coach, Red, he says, Red, it took me 16 years to get here. You play me and you'll get the best I got. So I want you to ask yourself a question today. If you knew that you could live the life of your dreams, if you knew that you could pull off your dream that you've had in your heart as a little kid, but it would take you 1, 5, 10, or even 16 years to get there, would you do it? I know the answer. I definitely would. And I could definitely relate to Roy Hobbs. I've had a dream for about 16 years, and I'm holding on to it, and I'm not giving up. And I have a feeling that if I keep going, I'm gonna get there too. So do me a favor. This was supposed to be opening day. If you have some time today, tomorrow, over the weekend, and I think some of us do have some time, please watch the movie The Natural. If you haven't seen it, you're gonna love it. If you've seen it a million times before like me, you're gonna love it even more. And the ending will make you believe in your dream more than ever. That was your Daily Dose for Thursday, March 6th, what would have been Major League Baseball's opening day. So do me a favor, watch the movie The Natural, and when you do, put on your favorite baseball jersey, just like I did, so you could celebrate opening day at home. Like I always say, whether it's 1, 100, 1,000, or 1,000,000 of you that end up watching and or listening to this podcast, please know you are the one reason I love to do it every single day. Now until tomorrow, you know what you have to do. Stay home, stay put, watch The Natural, believe in your dream, tip your cap, and dig your dream.